Sipping on some rock till 8 o'clock. In my Gucci coat till 8 o'clock.
This is Coins Up Fantasy.
Yo, yo, welcome back. Ice Up Fantasy Football. We're here. We live. A little Thursday night edition. Man, that Thursday night game was... All I can say is that the Colts, with the shocker, I mean, a lot of people had Tennessee, you know, at home, you know, had them winning the game. Ain't that right?
What's going on, Bay Area? It's your boy, the real Jorge, first place in Inhumans League, first place in Dr. Mario's Super Team League, first place in all the leagues, pretty much.
The league that nobody cares about, right? Like, nobody cares. You have to mention that Super League team that nobody cares about that only has, like, four people. Okay, good job, bro.
Wait, Mr. Real Jorge, what happened last week against me?
I took an L by less than a point, but it's all good.
Yeah, all right. I just want to keep you humble.
Hey, a tenth of a point, 1 point, 100 points. An L is a fucking L, man. That's it. Take it.
Anyways, what's going on? How's it going on this Thursday night?
It's been a crazy day, bro. It's been a crazy day everywhere all over the city. Everyone, you know, trying to get their dude. Lines been crazy for the systems. I know it's not sports talk. PS5 and the Xbox lines going crazy everywhere, man. But other than that, man, sports-wise, let's get on to some Niner talk. For the 49ers injury report, so far we got Deebo Samuel missing his second straight practice. Also, I'm not sure if you guys heard some very, very bad news for Jaquiski Tartt. He is out for the rest of the season. He is dealing with turf toe, and that's going to keep him sidelined for the rest of the season. And I just really think, even though we still have a shot to win our division, but at least make playoffs, I'm like, this injury bug, man, I've had it with it, man.
Yeah, man, this injury bug sucks because if you guys are unaware, we'll be facing our last year teammates on the Super Bowl, Emmanuel Sanders and Quan Alexander. And right now, we could definitely use their help as we're injured all over the field at wide receiver and also linebacker position.
Other noticeable injury updates. Wide receiver River Krekraft. I'm sorry if I butchered your name. I've never really heard of him. K'Wan Williams, Tevin Coleman, and Kendrick Bourne, who's on the COVID-19 list. Trent Taylor did have a full practice. Rumor has it maybe we might have Uncle Sherm back for the Saints game, but... at this point, why risk him coming back early? Might as well just sit him through the bye. And just for you guys who, I don't know if you didn't realize, but Dr. Mario had to make a house call, so he's not with us tonight. But he should be back next week.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, to be honest, I've said in the last episodes, it's about tanking season. There's been a lot of rumors that the 49ers want to get into the early teens of a draft pick, hopefully the 12th, 13th, or 14th. And like the real Jorge has said in the past episode, that the 49ers are really looking to trying to draft the QB from...
Niners are looking to draft the quarterback from North Dakota State, and his name is Trey Lance, and he's actually projected around the 15th overall pick in this upcoming 2020-21 NFL draft.
And who's his player comparison?
Trey Lance, if you look up at his highlight reel on YouTube or, you know, social media, he'll remind you a lot of Russell Wilson's play. And if we were to get a mobile quarterback like Russell Wilson, and with that type of accuracy that Russell Wilson is also getting to be known for, especially this season, man, I'm excited for these type of rumors. But like I mentioned also on the last episode, I'm not ready to give up on this season. And I'm really looking forward to this New Orleans Saints game. I mean, I was hoping Deebo Samuel would be back, but the Niners, the organization, they're playing it smart. Deebo Samuel's a really important player, potentially a franchise player for us. So I'm glad they're pl- playing it safe and sitting him down. However, Richie James and whoever is behind that arsenal of the wide receivers, unfortunately, with JJ's news of Kraft, who is not able to, potentially not able to play in this game, who's going to be able to step up at wide receiver? Nick Mullins, I hope Ross Dwelly's able to find a connection because, you know, they've been teammates in the past. So we'll see. Let's go, Niners. Bang, bang.
Yeah, man. The key for this game is going to be stopping or slowing down, I should say, New Orleans. You know, Drew Brees, Kamara, Cook, they have a quick offense, you know, and they're pretty good also with, you know, time possession. So I feel like if we want to pull off a win here, we're going to need a miracle. We're going to need to keep the possession of the time with us and slowing down the game and depending a lot on the run game.
Yes, but to be honest, they're going to get blown out. That's just plain and simple. I don't care what anybody says.
Take that Hennessy out and just drink the whole bit to the neck.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But now, like we've talked about multiple times in this show, you know, the pros and cons of why Jimmy G is gone. And, yeah, man, it's just a waste of a season. I mean, we traded for Trent Williams, one of the best tackles in the game, for nothing. It's sad. It's actually sad.
That's why I said you were a Raider fan on the last episode.
Yeah, of course. Of course. I'm a Raiders. I'm a Cowboys. I'm every other team's fan, I guess.
Yeah, bandwagon, bro.
Nah, never that. I'm just being a realist. I'm not like one of those people that keeps having fantasies in my head. Like, you're supposed to be the real Jorge, but you're just giving nothing but false statements and false hope to people, knowing damn well that the 49ers will get killed this Sunday.
I can't wait to listen to this tape on Monday and just laugh it off, because you're going to look like Ronald McDonald come Monday morning, and I'm going to be loving it.
What are you guys' prediction for this game?
I think the Niners are going to win, and they have to keep up with their offense. As we all know, Drew Brees and that gang, they're going to get their fair share of touchdowns in this game. It's going to be Niners close win, 28-27. Let's go, Niners, bang, bang. Last-minute field goal, just like last year. Let's go.
Someone's hitting that Henny a little too early, man. Dude, man, I would love anything more for the Niners to win this after last year's game against New Orleans. That was a thriller, man. That's going to be a game going down, you know, in history for the Niners. But I'm going to have to give this one this time to New Orleans, man. We're depleted in every position, both sides of the ball, defense, offense. It's going to be hard to find, you know, those, especially if New Orleans gets out to a lead. You know our quarterbacks ain't good at throwing. He's going to be pick city, baby. So I'm going to have to go with New Orleans. I'm not going to call it a blowout, but I want to say at least 28-20. New Orleans on top, man. Unless the Niners can figure out a way to do, you know, like Kyle Shanahan knows these little trick plays, a little, you know, screen plays. I'm hoping he has some good – a good playbook and a good practice. You know, they played New Orleans before. They know how they do it. But then again, look, they have what? Quan Alexander over there, who knows exactly how we play. They have Emmanuel Sanders, who knows exactly how we play, bro. So it's the revenge tour for them after we traded them away. So let's see what's going to happen. I'm ready for the game, though. I'm going to be rooting for my Niners regardless.
Yeah, no, we're going to get blown out. It's going to be 37 to maybe 13 at the most, maybe 14. 37-14, New Orleans. It's going to be a beatdown. We're tanking. I'm going to call it. Yes, we're going to replay this later. We're officially tanking. It's tanking season for one of the quarterbacks in the draft. We're going to lose every game from here on out. We don't have Jimmy. We don't have Kittle. We don't have Debo. We don't have Bosa. I mean, come on now. Should I keep going down? We don't have Mostert. I mean, seriously. How the hell are we going to pull out this win?
We don't have Mustard? What are you talking about? Get out of here. Boo this man. Boo.
We don't have Mustard. We don't have him. The running back is he's gone. Even Tevin Coleman is gone. We don't even have anybody. Raheem Mostert is not playing. Tevin Coleman is not playing. Hasty looked good the first two games, but he's kind of vanished. McKinnon should get a lot of that load right now. So if you are going to start a player from the 49ers, Richie James.
All in it.
And you should start Jordan Reed. Either or, start him up, fire him up for that game, and you should be good. You should be good with that. Wish for the best, hope for the worst.
This is Lights Up Fantasy.
So now, since we're talking about the 49ers, since we're in the whole topic of how the Saints are going to stomp on us and their seeding and their team, we're actually going to give you guys some playoff seeding for you guys. We're going to give you the NFC playoff seeding as it is right in this time. And, of course, the AFC seeding, playoff picture seeding for both the AFC and the NFC. The real Jorge, break it down for us, please.
So if you guys aren't aware, the playoff has been expanded this season to an additional seed, which will be the seventh seed. And currently holding the seventh seed in both leagues, looking first in the NFC will be the LA Rams, who are projected to face off against the number two seed. As in previous playoffs, number two seed always has a bye week, which is included, of course, with the number one seed as well. And then moving down is the Green Bay Packers, who are currently at number three and are projected to face off the Arizona Cardinals. And to finish it off, this is funny, the Philadelphia Eagles, who have a losing record, are projected to host the Tampa Bay Bucks, who, you know, Tom Brady in the playoffs, he's automatic. And number one overall, as we just talked about, is the New Orleans Saints for the NFC. So let's go, Niners. Take out that number one seed. Looking at the AFC, we have the Steelers, who are number one overall. Number seven seed is the Miami Dolphins, who are projected to face off the Kansas City Chiefs. And at number three seed is the Buffalo Bills, who are projected to face the Las Vegas Raiders. And at number four seed is the Tennessee Titans, who are projected to face off the number five seed, Baltimore Ravens. Man, I like this projection for the playoffs. The only thing I would sub out is the LA Rams for the Niners.
No, God, please, no!
Shut your mouth, because I'm going to stay faithful till I die. Yee.
In all reality, the Niners still have a good chance to make the playoffs. If you can see, the whole NFC picture is the NFC West. You have the Cardinals, you have the Rams, and you have Seattle. I'm like, if we can even knock out maybe, I really doubt it, but let's say we were able to knock out a different team, all four of us would be in there. But I feel like we got to at least beat the Rams and sneak into the playoffs. Like Rick said, I don't see what's the point of it, because I don't really feel like with our team at how we have it, I don't think we're going to make it that far. And I feel like Miami will get destroyed by Kansas City, man, in that AFC wild card game. It's a lot of good games, though, man. Good team, bro. I'm glad to see it, you know. Finally, a lot of good playoff teams.
I like your optimism, JJ, because if you look a little forward past our Week 11 bye, we will be facing the LA Rams on Sunday, November 29th, which would potentially give us a chance, like I just mentioned, to swoop that number seven seed. Going on, we have a lot of primetime games.
And a lot of divisional games, bro. We have the Seattle Seahawks and the Arizona Cardinals. If we at least can pull
two easy wins with the Washington football team, who still have not found the football name for that team. It's pretty sad and pathetic to mention. And the Dallas Cowboys, who are just as pathetic as a team. And the Bears are just ahead of the Niners, who are at 5-4 for the current season record standing heading into Week 10.
I'm not worried about that. It's the Bears, bro. It's the Bears.
The Bears.
The only player that I see that's decent on that team is Khalil Mack, man. And he ain't going to win them the Super Bowl. The Pittsburgh Steelers, which that their position might actually drop. Because, as you know, they're saying that maybe Big Ben might play this week. So I'm like, if Big Ben is in, yeah, they got the number one seed locked. But if they're without Big Ben for the next 2 to 3 weeks, ooh, yeah. Again, with Baltimore in that division, it's going to be tricky, man. I'm low-key kind of rooting for the Pittsburgh Steelers, man. I'm like, I feel like they've been running a little bit under the radars in the beginning of the season. I feel like Big Ben, I feel like if he would win one more Super Bowl, I think maybe he – you think he would retire, or he's still too young? Because he ain't getting any younger, and he's very injury prone, as you guys seen throughout the seasons.
Yeah, Big Ben, he's had a hell of a career. He's already known as a Hall of Fame quarterback, one of the greats. I think it's his time to retire, whether or not he gets a Lombardi trophy, because if he falls out this year to injury again, I think he's done, man, especially as a with the elbow injury he had last year. He had surgery on his elbow, and this year is rumored to be another elbow injury. I mean, I got to give it up. However, as you mentioned, on the flip side, what he's done for the Pittsburgh Steelers this season, he's been able to distribute the ball to all his wide receivers, James Washington, up-and-coming star Chase Claypool, Deontay Johnson. All these wide receivers on the roster are getting love from Big Ben, and that's just—it's one of the biggest reasons why they're 8-0. Not to mention their lockdown defense.
Woo. Yeah. That defense is for me. I mean, like, even though I feel it's gained some love, I still feel it's a little bit underrated because Indianapolis defense is. If you guys saw the game today, man, they are solid. They are ready, man. Even though I still can't trust Phillip Rivers up in that. As a quarterback, man, he always makes some mistakes because the defense really carried them today. But, yeah, man, that Pittsburgh defense, unstoppable, bro. I'm like, I was trying to pick them up. A couple people dropped them earlier in the season. I was trying to pick them up, man. They flew by fast, man.
Yeah, the only defense in my eyes that could keep up to par is the Baltimore Ravens. I mean, they got stars all across the line. And also in the secondary, I like Marcus Peters. He's been stepping up his game in recent weeks. Marlon Humphrey, if you don't know who that is, he was a star in college at Alabama, and his game transitioned just as much to the NFL. He's a star at cornerback. So Baltimore Ravens defense, it's just as good. But
just as good. And the thing that worries me is that offense. I feel like they figured out Lamar. They figured out Lamar. It's Kaepernick all over again.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. It's like, who would you go with, like, the mastermind, Big Ben, who's already gone through it all? He's already won two rings, multiple rings. Or would you take the reigning MVP? But, you know, as JJ just mentioned, he's not, his game has declined this season. What is going on? It's been time to panic for Lamar Jackson, especially if you have him on your fantasy football team.
Oh, yeah, man. I have him in one league, man, because I traded for him when he wasn't doing too well. I was thinking, he's just having a couple bad games. And, dude, I've had him on my bench for the last 3 weeks. I started Wentz over him, bro, because he's – I don't know what's going on, man. I'm worried.
It's bad. It's looking ugly, man. I'm glad I only drafted him on one of my leagues. I was fortunate enough to get Mahomes. And speaking of Mahomes, as I was just mentioning of this playoff picture, the number two seed is the Chiefs, whose only loss this season, unfortunately, has been to their divisional rival, Las Vegas Raiders. And they're just trailing by half a game because they have 8 wins, 1 loss to Pittsburgh's 8 wins, but 0 losses. And I think Mahomes could definitely take that number one seed, and it's not going to be a problem, especially if Big Ben is not able to come back for the rest of the season.
Yeah, that's true, man. I don't know why I was counting out Kansas City. Yeah, you know, they still have
Mahomes. Who's the Super Bowl? Who's the previous Super Bowl MVP?
Bro, he's had monster games the last couple of weeks, bro. I'm like,
could we mention about MVP talk? As we were talking on our previous episodes, we had Russell Wilson as the front runner. But after his previous game and loss to the Buffalo Bills, who do you see as number one right now? Who's hosting that seat?
I feel like Mahomes has inched a little closer now to Russell Wilson. Still got to give it to Russell Wilson, man. He He has some pinpoint accuracy on some throws, bro. And on top of that, he has that monster Metcalf, bro. So I'm like, I don't know. It's really a toss-up, bro. They're both really good quarterbacks. They're going to be Hall of Fame quarterbacks. We all know that. I'm still going to go with Russell Wilson. I'm like, he kept it close against Buffalo. But just Josh Allen, man. Woo! That boy's on fire right now, man. There's
California
no,
kid.
I know. There's no stopping him right now, man. I'm like, Jesus. The way he's been playing lights out. I like Russell Wilson, but I want them all to lose right now. I want to keep us close in this playoff hunt, man, because we're not that far behind. So.
Exactly, I know that, man.
But for me, I know you is going to be Mahomes. But...
I mean, but if you're keeping it real, do you have the Niners losing this Sunday against New Orleans?
I do, man. I'm keeping it real. I don't want to just give people false hope. I'm like, if we win, I'll swallow my own tongue. I don't care. I'll swallow my own tongue. But I just see it the how our team is depleted and all the injuries, man. We are beat in every position. We're beat at quarterback. We're beat in running back. We are beat in wide receivers. We are beat in offensive line right now, at least a little bit. Defense completely. So I'm like, unless Kyle Shanahan has a magic playbook that, you know, he's going to find, which he has done it before. You know, I'm not saying he hasn't done it, but New Orleans is trying to keep that number one seed going, you know. So I'm like, and they won that revenge after what we did to them in the Superdome, man. They won that revenge. They want to win that game, man. So it's
who that? Who that? Who that said they can beat them Saints? Who that?
Exactly. You feel me? So I'm like, I just got to go in the Saints this one. I'm hope the Niners prove me wrong, and I have to, you know, swallow my tongue or swallow my words. You know, I'll take that.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's gonna be an exciting game. I know all my Niner fans are ready to watch that game. Shout out to the Niner faithful, especially out here in the Bay Area, San Francisco, California. Yeah.
This is Always Up Fantasy.
Let's transition to some fantasy football talk. Who is your must start this week for fantasy football?
He shouldn't be rolling on anyone's radar, and he should have been picked up already by now. All right, it's a wide receiver from Carolina. Let me see if you know who I'm talking about.
Curtis Samuel.
Exactly, man. He's been on fire the last 3 weeks, man. I picked him up in a couple of leagues because, you know, I was in need of wide receivers since Michael Thomas kept sitting out. I started him, bro. I was projected to lose 3 weeks in a row in my Yahoo league. He helped me win those 3 weeks. I was like, holy crap, bro. I'm like, this is a PPR. So if you're in a PPR league, I feel like he's at least going to get you at least a good decent 15 to 20 points.
Hell yeah. My must start for week 10 for those of you who have Patrick Mahomes on your team. I know you guys need a replacement. Picked this guy up last week, Jared Goff. He was available in a lot of leagues. His availability just went up 16% as he was only owned in half of most Yahoo's standard leagues. And he's going to have a big game against Seattle, who's at home this week in that new Lo-Fi Stadium. Man, I'm excited to watch what they're going to show the Seattle Seahawks. Hopefully they get taken down. Jared Goff throws at least for 3 touchdowns. 300 yards. Sounds like a lot of fantasy points to me. What do you guys think?
Yeah, that's a good pick, bro. I agree there with everything you said, man. Jared Goff should have a good matchup this week, man. So, yeah, if he's available in your league and you have a quarterback on a bye or you're in need of a quarterback, is like you have, like we said earlier, Lamar Jackson, and you need a quarterback and no one left, yeah, I would go Jared Goff. Now, for sit-ems, me, I'm going to go with quarterback too, man. It's going to be none other than Joe Burrow. Don't get me wrong. The kid has talent. He's decent. But you're going up against that Pittsburgh defense this week, man. And if Big Ben is not going to be in the game or a lot of players are going to be out due to being on the COVID list, you know that defense is going to step up and it's going to win them that game. So I can see Pittsburgh getting like at least what, maybe 2 to 3 sacks, maybe one pick, you know, or a pick six even, man. So Joe Burrow's gonna have his hands full against that tough as hell defense against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Would you agree, or you think Joe Burrow is gonna have a hell of a day against that Pittsburgh's pass defense.
I have to agree. I don't think Joe Burrow has what it takes, especially against a veteran defense that the Pittsburgh Steelers have. I mean, yeah, they have a lot of young talent, but they have some guys that have been in the league for a lot of years. And that's not a good formula for Joe Burrow to get a win in this one, because I feel like the Steelers, it's like JJ, you're mentioning, they have to shut down that offense that the Bengals have. The offense is pretty exciting for the Bengals, but they haven't meshed. They haven't found that chemistry. On the flip side, however, my must sit, it's going to sound a little funny because JJ was just praising this guy, and I believe he's a must sit this week, is Curtis Samuel, because there's already a lot of mouths to feed with the Carolina Panthers. Robbie Anderson, let's not forget about Robbie Anderson and DJ Moore. They're very talented at wideout. So who knows who's going to get the love this week, especially against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who have a really good defense. Last week, they were just on the field a lot, and Drew Brees was able to capitalize, especially on a lot of turnovers that were that happened that last week with Tom Brady throwing picks left and right. I believe he had 3 interceptions in that game.
Yeah, you forgot? You had him.
Yeah, big reason why I lost. Tom Brady, man, this guy, he did not come in clutch, but I believe he's going to have a huge bounce back game this week, especially against Carolina. Tom Brady, he's going to get back on track. Look out for Tom Brady as a must start.
Well, that's funny because, yeah, I had him as my must start, and now you have him as a must sit. So one of us is going to be right come next week. So we'll see who had who gave the right fantasy advice and who didn't.
He's a must start, must sit, because I believe he's projected around 9-10 points. He's going to get maybe 6 points.
I feel like they use him a lot in the Wildcat offense and even as a running back sometimes. I feel like he's a dual threat right now.
He's actually looking like a steal, like, you know, those winning pickups mid-season that you get.
Yeah.
Like Tyreek Hill a couple years ago. He's getting a lot of red zone touches, which is what's most important in fantasy football. And, yeah, in the Wildcat formation, he's able to get a lot of rushing touchdowns, as he's already had, I believe, 3 rushing touchdowns this season.
Exactly. So, I'm like, yeah, it'll be interesting to watch. You know, everyone always has a bad game, bro, but I feel like going forward, he's at least a flex option in my book, you know, depending how deep your league is, you know. So,
yeah, but Devin White and Levante David, they're going to stop Curtis Samuel this week. That's why I believe he's a must sit, because in my eyes, they're the best linebacker duo. And the last linebacker duo that I could remember with that type of talent, that type of speed, Navarro Bowman and Patrick Willis.
This is Eyes Up Fantasy.
So my stardom of week 10 is none other than Kareem Hunt. Yes, Nick Chubb is coming back, but we don't know how out of shape and bent out he's going to be. Kareem Hunt, regardless, is still going to get the volume that he was getting when Nick Chubb was playing. So I think they're still the team with the most rushing yards and with the power running game. Kareem Hunt is just a beast, from receiving to just, you know, attempts. He can line up anywhere on the field. Yes, Kareem Hunt still is the RB to own in that Browns offense. Now, my sit for this week is none other than Devin Singletary. Now, my thought behind this, Devin Singletary, the running back for the Buffalo Bills, he's been losing a lot of touches to Zach Moss, the rookie for the Buffalo Bills. And he hasn't really been that relevant. I mean, I said it in this offseason that he's just that he has that small frame, that he's a one-cut running back. And it's starting to show. That's why I believe that's why the Buffalo Bills drafted Zach Moss, because he's a beast. He can do it all. He reminds me a lot of DJ Dallas for the Seattle Seahawks, who had actually a couple of good, decent games for the Seahawks. But yes, Devin Singletary is definitely a sit. I mean, he's getting out touch everywhere, and he's definitely has no goal line carries, which all of them are going to Zach Moss. So Devin Singletary is my sit for week 10.
Yay! So that's it for week 10 projections. I repeat, week 10, as we are that much closer to fantasy football playoffs. And for those of you with winning records, I know you guys are in that comfortable seat cruising by. But, hey, it's time to turn up that notch for all those bottom seeders. Bring it up, Rick. Bring it up, man. Where you at?
You JJ, know what? Ouch. This is my first time ever where I'm not going to lie. I'm actually pretty concerned about the ISL Fantasy League. I've always made the playoffs. Unless I go on a winning streak. When I say winning streak, I mean I cannot lose any games from here on out. So if I lose a game,
I hope you're not facing me.
I'm done. Dude, bro, I'm going to smack you like I already smacked you in JJ's league. So don't even
the fans or the listeners, at least a standing for the ISAP league.
I'm not going to do shit of that. I don't know what the fuck you talking about. You got me.
No, God, please, no.
Yes, hell no. I am not doing none of that. But like I was saying, you know, and JJ, you can back me up on this. I am the hoodie for a reason. This year, I was off on two players, and that kind of messed me up, plus injuries. But you know what? I'm not making excuses. That's just part of the game, and it's a COVID season, so I'm going to blame it on COVID for having a fucked up team in the ISUB League. And I wish you nothing but best to all three of my cast members who are looking like they're going to make the playoffs. But I'm not throwing the towel in yet, because if I go on a winning streak, it's a wrap, y'all. I'm coming for that ass. Yes. And the Inhumans Leagues, I am going to make the playoffs. I'm not even worried about that. But, yes, we shall see. Yes, Jorge, I'll show up sooner than later.
Well, that was a waste of a minute and 30 seconds. Anyways, I just want to mention, you guys, we appreciate you guys listening and tuning in each week, giving us that love, that support. We want that same love on our social media platforms, if you could. On the comment section, write any fantasy questions you may have on our ISUB Fantasy Football page on Instagram, Facebook. Also follow us on Twitter. That's where, you know, you could give us any type of tweet you want. You could even DM us if you don't feel comfortable. Make that playoff push for fantasy football. You got this. Don't lose faith, especially if you're at the 12th seed. Maybe you'll make that miracle run like the Niners are going to make this season. Mark my words.
With that being said, see y'all later. Week 10, game time.
This is Always Up Fantasy.